Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess it's not morning everywhere, but hello, everyone. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Right.
It's just a pleasure to have you all with me this morning. We've been talking to the energy since early this morning and a bit last night. And we're going to go into a deep energy work this morning. And then at the end, we can take questions. So I think we'll go ahead and get started here. All right. So everyone take a deep breath. And again. Connecting everyone to Source. And any interference will move out of the way, purify, clarify. Strengthening your personal grids. Okay. Any connections that do not serve you, they can just be severed. Anything weighing you down, we can delete. Going into the chakras above the head, I'm calling them chakras. They're probably not actually chakras, but they appear similar to me. So I'm going to go in and just clear, purify. Empower, okay, a couple of you have energies that want to join you there that are actually people who need to rehook to their own source, so just going to facilitate that for a second. Or two. That's a good exercise for everyone to see the people in their life that they are connected to, and that can be your family, your community, your online community, your country, county, province, whatever that is for you, and see all of the people in there connected to them, to their own source and separate from you. We'll clean the energy between, the free-flowing energy. And this is beautiful because it allows the universal and earth energies to do the work that you may have personally been doing. I'll let that happen. Come in between. I'm going to move into the core. We're going to strengthen the core. And that's the midline for everyone. From above your head, all the way down your body, from the front of your spine, the back of your spine, going all the way into the core of the planet and the heart of the earth. Take a deep breath when you get there. Okay, I'm going to strengthen everyone's connection to the new earth. Those of you holding connections to old earth consciousness, we'll go ahead and exchange that for you. And when we let go of the old earth consciousness, we're also letting go of the relationship patterns that evolve through that. Relationships with people, other species, other animals, the elements, and it's all upgraded. And we're going to ask for that upgrade to come in grace, easy, delightful. A calm knowing. From the core of the earth, go ahead and bring up to your heart all the energies that are right for you. And that can be mineral, that can be colors, that can be jewels and jewel tones. Just let all of those come up to your own heart. Okay. When I talk about heart, sometimes people's energy immediately leave themselves to something they have a heartfelt desire for. So that's okay that that happens. Let's just go ahead and put the attention back within the heart. Everything's a round-trip ticket, remember? We always come back to source and love and light. Okay. And so we'll bring in the dolphin energies, which is great. We've had a lot of whale grid energy for the last couple of months. So we'll have the dolphin energies come in. Seeking out any places of longing and where that longing is holding you back. And not just in consciousness, but in everything in your life. Your ability to love yourself, your ability to create, your ability to have the wisdom that you desire and the knowing you desire. Anywhere that longing is interfering, we'll let the dolphin energy seek that out within your body and your field and escort it out into the light. Some of you are going to find that in the solar plexus. Other people lower in the abdomen. I see somebody with in a leg, in the feet. And it doesn't matter anywhere that is, just let that get squirted out of your field. Take another breath. For those of you who haven't moved your heart into that sanctuary feeling, go ahead and take a few seconds and do that now. So you can make a room with furniture, you can make a place in nature or decorate it with crystals, whatever that safe place is for you. Some of you even have just like a wave energy of safety and love and unconditional experience, and that's fine too, that's perfect. Okay, so we'll have the dolphin energies move through everyone's heart now. And the longing is still being worked on. But we're going to open the heart to accept what needs to come home to make us whole, right? We didn't come here to be perfect. We came here to be whole. Okay, we're looking at all time, spaces, and dimensions, and we're going to look for places that we have all experienced that sense of longing that keeps us separate. And by that, I mean keeps us away from our truth of love and light. For some, it's like a temper tantrum, which always makes me smile when I see this, because we all have it. We've all had it at some point where this is the way it must be. And if we are just with that, if we stay with that, in the shortest amount of time, you'll be able to see that part of your consciousness shift into unconditional love and join you in your greater field. Here we go. This morning I was given a scenario that everyone has experienced. And so I'm going to walk you through that. If your consciousness goes somewhere else, that's fine. This will still work for you. If you are reclaiming something somewhere else and this energy assists you in doing that, that's perfectly fine. I'm going to take you to a place where we have all felt separation. You can think of it as being fenced on one side, where death is a certainty, where fear is an everyday occurrence, where people are hungry, and they all long to be on the other side. They long to be on the other side of this fence or this wall, where they can feel love, safety, security. They can be appreciated for who they are. And they can rest in the knowing that everything is taking place as it is supposed to. And I'm seeing all these people up against this fence, really wanting to get on the other side. And this is more than the grass is always greener. We're seeing this played out all over our planet right now with refugees. We've seen it in Germany when the Berlin Wall fell. We saw it in several places. I mean, all of us have these experiences somewhere in our psyche, in our consciousness. So we're going to send the dolphin energy in for the planet, for us personally, for groups of people experiencing us now, and ourselves. The fence of separation can gently be moved away, and on the other side, we move into that place where we are loved, accepted, where nurturing is easy for us. Where resources are plentiful. And this is the same thing that every one of us experiences within our fields. There are some parts of ourselves that are playing at feeling separate, where we separate ourselves from money, our value, our worth to the community. We put up fences and limitations, and let's escort them all away. These are inhibitors of joy. That's what we'll call limitations, the inhibitors of joy. And anywhere they are within you, we'll go ahead and have those escorted out. and in the time, space, and dimension where this is still playing out for you, or you have picked it up collectively, we're going to go ahead and pull out the part of our consciousness and light or soul fragment that exists there, and we're going to bring it back to our heart, and we're going to love that whole. Sometimes we use our bodies this way, and we come up with a symptom or an experience or an illness that keeps us separate. So we're going to delete all the causes of that, all the things within our psyche, our body, mind, and spirit that limit our wholeness. There's such a difference between going through an experience from the point of view of unconditional love and your wholeness than being on the other side of the fence wanting in, or kicking the fence and saying, I didn't really want you anyway, which all of us do. And also kicking the fence and saying, I don't really trust you. Okay. There's a lot of return happening. Just open your heart and allow the parts of yourself that are ready to give up those limitations come in. And let's love those whole. There's a rinsing, sort of beautiful energy in Hawaii. We would call it blessing rain, where it just lightly falls on you now. And I'm seeing grids being rewired in some of you, quite a few of you. And take another deep breath. Get a sip of water if you need, because we're going to go deeper. We're asking for all of the support that you need to do this next piece of work to show up for you. And that means all the pieces of yourself outside of yourself ready to come home, do so now. All right. Okay, we're going to initiate the bliss and joyful energy of the dolphins again and allow just the entire pod of the universe to come in for everyone. And we're doing specific work in the front of your column today. So I see this physically as just in the front of the spinal cord. And we're going into what some people would call the unknown, the unconscious, all the parts that are programmed and holding on to the energies we've been discussing. And we're going to clarify that and renew it. And we're renewing it to hold that space of unconditional love for ourselves, our self-worth, our self-value, our true knowing, and our wisdom. So all the places that we're playing games that keep us separate from our inner value, our insight, our health, all the places we've split our energy into, I don't want to love this, or I can't love this, or I can't be held in unconditional love, that's just not right for me. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to say the word delete, but we're just going to let go of all of it. We're going to transmute it all. So you'll feel some of it possibly getting moved out with the dolphin energy, and you'll feel the renewal. And we're starting in the solar plexus, and we'll work up all the way to the top of your head, and then we'll work down. So here we go. I'm going to call some of these universal programs. We're just going to let them go. Just the old ones, the old paradigm, the ones that we fall back into when our energy lowers. To some people, they'll look like booby traps. To other people, they might look like implants. To others, it's just a psychological program. Just going to let it all go. I'm seeing a high percentage of people who feel closed in, locked in, imprisoned. So all the places that we're holding imprisoned energy, we're going to go ahead and transmute that, escort that into the light, and love the part of ourselves that feels imprisoned, trapped, caught, incapable, and not equal or even to other people around you, such as an employer, a family member, a spouse. We have the equal right to joy as someone has to misery. We have an equal right to prosperity, the way other people have rights to prosperity or to playing in the world without money. All is fine. Either one is fine. It's our choice. All the places you don't know that it's a choice yet, just go ahead and delete those, transmute those, escort the aspects of ourselves devoted to that script, that signature into our heart. Very good. All the places our creativity, which is amazing, I love creativity, is inhibited by pain and limitation. And all the places slowing down your abilities. We've gone through some very interesting energies in the last few weeks. All the places you're feeling the cumulative effects of that, let's just go ahead and wash that clean into the light. And we're going to bring in everyone's colors now. And layers of bliss and happiness coming in now. For some, that's going to feel like fresh water. A cleansing, an energetic cleansing. All the places that we've suppressed our true selves and our disguises. We'll go ahead and wash those new. All the places you're holding the energy of I can't. Okay, so I'm going to take a couple of minutes and go deep into the collective and how that's attached to everyone and upgrade that connection and do some purification energy. So here we go. We're going to upgrade everybody's gifts so they're celebrated by you and other people. And for the person who just acknowledged that, wow, I'm not thinking enough of my gifts, good for you. We'll just go ahead and transmute those effects, bring in the light, and love that part that participated in holding it in that space and love it whole. All the places that we don't feel appreciated, and we're carrying the patterns of other people not appreciating us or misunderstanding us or misidentifying us. Let's go ahead and let those go. I see with these changes that there are more energies ready to come home in other dimensions, and we'll send the dolphin energies out to get them for us. and escort them to your heart for integration. Here we go. Okay, I'm also hearing all the places where love was a dirty word. Let's go ahead and list that. The energies are still coming back, so I'm going to give it a few more minutes, and we're going to bring in more bliss. When we live in our wholeness, our bliss is so easily accessible. It's just right there. For those of you who haven't brought all the parts of yourself in from on the other side of the fence, that's okay. But for those who are ready to let go and come now, I'm just going to give it one more boost. Okay, let your core go deeper into the earth if you feel like you've become disconnected. We have people from all over the world on our call today, and let's go ahead and take advantage of that experience. So I want you to feel your wholeness, and you don't have to reach out your energy. This is just an experience in radiance. allow that part of yourself to radiate and light the grids around you. And for all the people around you who have not experienced wholeness at all. And give them enough of a taste that they too can light their way home. Someone in our group, they're feeling a real sadness. So I'm just going to stay a little longer. And if you'd like to participate, just bring another piece ready to be loved into your heart. And of course, we're connecting to that rich, unconditional love. We'll use the dolphin energy. And we'll unmask it until we go all the way down to the truth of it, which always returns to unconditional love. It will soften and it will come into your soul. All of us have these pieces that don't believe they're lovable. Just bring a little bit more in. Letting go of regret. Grief for things that didn't turn out the way you hoped. Just love that part. Appreciation for all the things that turned out better than you hoped. Okay, go ahead and bring your attention back into your core, and we'll go ahead and take some questions. If you can, please address your questions that they're helpful for everyone as much as you can. All right, very good. The first one I'm going to take is area code 717. Hello.
Hi, Sherry. It's Alana.
Alana, how are you?
Okay. Trying to figure out how to make this question general. I have some pressure in my low abdomen and spotting, and what I want is to have clarity about being able to connect with my body and like do the medical evaluation, but I want more connection and communication with my body.
Okay. All right. Let's see here.
I mean, obviously, I want to clear it, but I don't like feeling like I don't have any way
connection.
Any way to get information directly.
Okay. Okay, that's a class, but let's see if we can get you there closer. So put your hand on your abdomen. put your hand on your abdomen. You know, there's lots of ways to do this, but let's just take a part of you that isn't talking to you and bring it into your heart. Invite it in. Invite the part that doesn't feel the body talking to it. The part that feels disconnected. Just bring all those parts in. And so now when we pour the unconditional love on them, tell me what you're feeling.
Well, I'm still feeling kind of lovely from your
Lovely is good.
I felt a little bit of pressure again in the low abdomen and like around the bladder, and but I'm not sensing anything else.
Okay. So, you know, the body, you know, when the body talks to us, it's mostly talking about where the limitations are, what it's feeling, and it's reflecting what we're putting on it from the mind and our old spiritual experiences, which are never the good spiritual experiences.
Right.
Or rarely, right? And so
right.
So that's really what we're talking about. So you can get to that several ways. You can get to it through the body, through the mind, or through spiritual stuff, or you can just, you know, kind of sit with it till it talks. Now, I go through and I work with what is strong within your field and what I feel needs attention in your field. So I'm looking for what is strong and weak. Have you ever worked with like muscle testing, things of that nature?
Kinesiology, yes.
Yeah, and how does not work for you, I imagine, or you wouldn't ask this question.
That's correct. Dowsing. I'm very frustrated with that.
Uh-huh. So is there something going on with your body you want to talk about?
Yeah, the discomfort in the low abdomen.
Okay.
And spotting. Like a pressure.
Right. And you're feeling that a uterine kind of cramp. It feels like there is a relationship between the bowel and the uterus that wants to strengthen. I'll send you some energy for that. The uterus, okay, so in the dozens of ways I can do this, this is what I'm hearing to do. I'm just going to pick up 11,562 experiences where you are worried about your spotting and your and things happening in a lower part of your body in this life, in other dimensions, and spiritual lives. We're going to delete those. And that means I'm strengthening them, strengthening your body to those experiences. And we're going to love that part that participated in there and bring all that back into your core. How's the pressure now?
It's lighter.
Yeah. It's going to continue to get lighter. Because, you know, sometimes we have this little ache or pain, and the more we think about it, the more we stir it up, the more it ends up being something that happened to us 100 times before, and we feel that entire intensity. And so half of what medical intuitive work is letting all that go. And then we go in and we add some energy to the area that held that. And another way of looking in that is we add our essence back into it so it has a chance to reform its way of dealing with it. Right now, I feel like a struggle to do that, but I'm just going to bring this in. And all the places you struggled to feel your body and feel wholeness. And I think that's pretty good for a general call. How are you doing now?
Good. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Other benefit with their uteruses.
Or any lower body pain.
Lower body, right.
And then if you need more assistance, just reach out to me. But I think you get kind of a sense of the way to get in touch, another way to get in touch, and another way to see where all that discomfort comes from. And it could be that some of what we did today just brought that up, and all those pieces are the other side of the fence wanting to get to wholeness, right? They're our own personal inner refugees wanting home. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, area code 561.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Who's this? It's Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm feeling very relaxed, but I do have an area of my body that would appreciate your attention.
Mm-hmm.
I've been feeling kind of sensations in my left breast, and I had a thermography and then an ultrasound of my breast, and they found several cysts, but they were okay, but a mass on my left breast that had kind of increased blood flow to it, and so I have to have a mammogram, and which I tend to avoid out of fear of the negative effects of it. But they're hoping it's just a fibroadenoma, but with the extra blood flow, there's some concern. And my lymph nodes also are hopefully just congested, but something showed up with them as well. And
mm-hmm.
with family history of both with my mom, with both breast cancer, two different breast cancers and lymphoma, I've been going into fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would, and also my left foot, just around this last week as well, it's swollen and painful in front of my ankle. I fell, and I'm not sure if it was related to that, but it's
mm-hmm.
also on the left side. But my big concern, of course, is going into fear about my, my breast and,
okay.
and lymph. So anything you can
All
do
right,
would be
Susan. So I think today's work was great for you. So let's just go ahead and bring in all the parts of yourself that feel limited by the family experience of illness or limitation. The family curse, because for you, it's like a curse. So let's just bring all those parts back in to your heart and love them. There's probably not any illness that needs nurturing, self-nurturing more than a breast condition. So we're just going to bring, for all the things that are going on in your breast, all the ways you're thinking about that, back into your heart and love those whole. And for you and for other people who have picked up collective issues about this, about what to be afraid of, what not to be afraid of, other people's fears. Let's just go ahead and bring all those aspects back into your heart and love them. And I will sweep out the collective into the light. I'm going to strengthen your body for effects of a mammogram and all the sabotage energy that feels like something bad could happen. So let's just love those pieces and fragments. And strengthen all your cells to the radiation. And then we'll release all of the physical symptoms that you've picked up from other people's experiences. And there's quite a few of them. strengthen all the healthy cells in the breast and that line of energy from the foot to the breast and down again. It's a strong expectation that the other foot will drop, the other thing will happen, something next will happen. So go to all the places for you and everyone else on the call that have the strong expectation that there's, you know, a fear of the future, something bad is about to happen. So let's go in and neutralize that with our heart. And another form of that is we'll return to the way things were, or it can't possibly get better. And those are also limiting thoughts. So just bring all those back into your heart and love them. Susan, put lots of unconditional love into your heart right now, okay? What are you feeling?
Much better. As always, you were right on target with picking up from other people as well.
Yeah. Sometimes people can't even walk by a hospital without picking up all the illnesses, so...
It's a close family relative as
yes.
well who was just diagnosed, and
yes.
that's I definitely connected
yes.
to. So thank
yes,
you for
I know. And we'll do one more thing for you and everybody. We've really significantly upped the energy, the refinement of the energy in everybody's body. So I want to balance that again with your blood and your lymph. For the lymph to easily and smoothly move through the waste products, the dead cells, for them to easily move into the lymph. For perfect physical intelligence within the blood to identify what it needs to act with or not act with, and what to nurture with nutrition. Just strengthening that for everybody. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. It was tremendously helpful.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's see here. Hi, 919.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good, how are you?
Okay, I think to address some of the problems I've been having a problem with my left foot plus the congestion in my lungs still. But I was trying to think of a question that would serve everyone. So if there's anything...
Did you say left foot and your lungs?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just go to balancing everybody's feet here.
Maybe that's it.
Grounding. You know, there's a whole level coming out of your lungs now, energetically. We'll just smooth that out for you, for anyone else in the group. And other people's experiences right out now. And strengthening all the cells within that. Balance, centered, stable. Okay. All right, I'm going to do a general strengthening for everybody's body, starting at the feet and working all the way up. It'll just take me a little while for balance. This is a good thing to do after so much energy work. Colleen, I'm strengthening your kidneys to your lungs. Somehow there's something going on there. That layer is coming out. It's very collective for you.
Yes.
Other, yeah. I think we're all challenged with a new level of how to be with other people in our communities and what that really means.
Mm-hmm.
And we're radiating. Okay, good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot lighter, thank you, and a lot more calm and peaceful.
Good, good. Thank you, Colleen.
Thank you, and blessings.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Let's see. We have a Skype guest. Hi, how are you today?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm good. And you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Who's this?
This is Amitabaya.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. Yeah, good. I would love to get some help for everyone to feel safer in this world, to have less stress and less fears.
Okay. Are you feeling those now?
A bit excited to be on the call.
Are you feeling any fears or stress or insecurity?
Well, we've been spending the last days sleeping on the beach and really being exposed to the elements, which was a little bit stressful, really nice, but a little bit stressful.
Right.
A lot of sun and a lot of wind and yeah, so.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get you that sense of home so strong that you have shelter when you need it and for everyone. And I'll do some other things for you too behind the scenes. Okay. Thank you so much for your call. I'll do that right now. Here you go.
Thank you.
So there's this deep fear that the world won't really provide.
Mm.
And so I'm just going to go into that for you and everyone who has that. And that comes up in different ways. Like, I can't really get better. Or I see other people have it, but I'm somehow different. So all the places that you feel limited for shelter, security, and all the limitations, you know, there's sometimes that we separate ourselves out between I live this way and they live that way. And sometimes those little subtle thoughts keep us out of what we could have. So we'll just go and transmute and love those. I'm going to go ahead and mute you, and I'll come right back, okay? Okay, I'm going through all spaces, times, dimensions, where shelter and security was just out of reach. And we did the general one for everyone, but I'm collecting more for all those ready to collect more. sometimes our choices to live free in spirit in that expanded big place keep us out of opportunities that the body sometimes offers or that society sometimes offers. So I'm just going to strengthen that awareness of opportunity. For you and everyone on the call, where you've had lifetimes of having to beg or ask for, but also not wanting to beg or ask for, I'm just going to bring those parts of yourself back into your heart, and we're going to love those whole. When we're in sync with our universe, we're within the body, mind, and spirit. We can ask for things and they begin to unfold, more like ordering in a restaurant rather than hoping. Okay, all the places you don't feel safe. I'm seeing a rather dark lifetime where you were a child and you felt that there would be a certain death, there would be a certain outcome that was not to your what you thought your life would be. So I'm going to go ahead and send some light to that place. As I see at the end of your life, you were quite frightened and you felt homeless. And you were afraid and insecure. I'm going to bring that light back. And it gave you a deep distrust of society. In that time. And there's a split piece. And I'm going to return those to your heart now. So all the places, we're going to love all the places that feel that you don't belong or you don't deserve and that you're not valued enough to have it. And all the places where you decided that maybe you don't want it anyway and you're living a different way. And all of those things we're letting go of and loving the pieces that had that experience. These are very deep and old wounds, and they're ready to come forward. And if you'll just spend some time in that self-love, I feel that you will, that you're going to become whole through this. Okay, hang on. How are you feeling now? I see you dropped off for a little bit, but how are you feeling now?
Yeah, I dropped off for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I start,
it started out with feeling lots of love.
Uh-huh.
And then I got quite emotional.
Yes, yes, I saw that.
And then I felt a bit of arrhythmia from the heart.
Okay.
And lots of energy flowing. And, yeah, like you said, the connection dropped out at some point.
Yes. I still did the work, though. I figured you'd listen to the recording and still feel it. Now, this is what I want you to do. I just want you to keep nurturing that part and listen to the recording and just get in there, because this is like a lifetime one that you're resolving for yourself. It's a lifetime one. It doesn't mean it'll take you the rest of your life to solve it. It just means
Hopefully not.
A worthy one, because it's a really – It's you know, it was a trauma, and we're just gonna love all those parts that feel trauma, and I'm disentangling you from that past dark experience that's interfering a little bit with your ability to find that shelter that you deserve, that your loving being desires.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, all right. So we have another Skype caller in Rome. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Sherry. Hi. Fine.
Hi.
Thank you. There was a lot. There was a big change, energy change, and globally, no, this big movement now, and. Somehow, I feel there was a big change in myself.
Yes,
I became somehow much more quiet, but more inside in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And also somehow a bit disorientated. What should I do? How can I... How carry on? How should I? What are my next steps? Or how should I do every day? Go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Which exercises to do? Or somehow I was shaking up completely, and now I'm here.
Uh-huh.
And listen inside what. How do the changes in my everyday life?
Okay.
I don't know if this is if this clear to you.
So when did this? Are you talking about over the last few weeks that you had the shake up?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And when you say that it's disorienting, is that to the recognition that now you're a different person and you have a whole new rule book?
Yes, yes. It's something new for me.
Mm-hmm.
And on one side, I'm much more calmer because problems, they are still there. I just see it with a big difference. I'm not that attached, which is also somehow frightening me because, for instance, my financial security, in reality, nothing has changed, but I just look at it much more quiet. So I hope I won't woke up one day and feel myself in a big mess.
So are you saying that you feel more fearful about it, even though logically it's okay, or is it actually not okay?
No.
It's not okay.
I feel more relaxed, more peaceful, more quiet, but in actual fact, nothing has changed.
Okay. You mean you haven't increased your money?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay. All right. So we have several things going on. I feel... You're about 60% operating out of that unconditional love space. Let's go ahead and strengthen you and everybody on the call to 100% infinite potential here. And just let it all be that way. I did an interview one day, and I think it's going to be released tomorrow. And someone said, why should we love ourselves? And I said, one of the reasons we need to love ourselves is because when we're half in and half out, it's like you have one foot on the dock and another one in a boat. And it's very destabilizing. You know, you're a little here and a little there. And it's like you're working on one operating system and another. You know, your old life and your new life, you're not quite, you don't quite have both feet in the boat where you're in the flow of the ocean. You're almost there. And so for you, you do have both feet in the boat. You just haven't gotten your balance there yet, right? And the new operating manual is, it comes from the inside out. You're following what you're hearing, how you're being led, and you're clarifying what is an old emotional pattern versus what is my truth, right? What is the greater truth here? And so that's a next step, and that does require some inner knowing and being silent, because you're birthing a part of yourself that you'll know better than anybody who ever reads you, if that makes sense. And you always must know that. You always must know that many people can see you, but nobody can see all of you the way that you will eventually. Now, the shaken up part.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. That's the part that's leaving, you know, the old patterns, and you just love the part that's shaken up. Continue to do anything that feels unsettling with the heart. Or you can use dolphin energy for that too, but the dolphin energy or the heart, loving the part that's experiencing that. And the more you love the part that's experiencing that, the more you're declaring, I am the part that is unconditional love. And through my loving of that, I am becoming my whole self. Does that make sense, Sylvia?
Oh, yes. That's beautiful. Yeah.
And so now, the other thing is the way we create money completely shifts too. So because we, and it becomes from our value, our inner value. And so the more we value and know our inner worth, the more that we separate other people thinking less of us to how our real true, how your source or how what you would call God sees you, as that loving, amazing person. The more you see that, the more we're able to attract and make money and finances in the world. We're not orphans traveling along the outside of the world. We become people who can work with the source. It's just like a sailor that can work with the wind. It would be like a surfer who can work with the ocean. You're able to work with the flows of the earth and the universe in order to have what you need. And if it, in this world we need money to make things happen, then you'll have more of an attraction to that. And also, the more comfortable you get with yourself, people are more attracted to assist you. The more you love and want to give to yourself, the more that happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So what's left unsaid? Tell me what you're feeling now.
Yeah, it's, I feel good.
Okay. So that part that recognizes the sacred moment and time that you're in the shift that you've made, let's love that part. And this is for everyone on the call. Let's love that very special part that knows you're making this shift. And let's love the part that is a little uncertain in your new empowerment and how to make that operate, how to get the operating system to flow. Let's love that part. We're looking at surrender differently. We're looking at surrender being that part of you that knows who you truly are in that unconditional flow of love and light. So surrender in that way rather than surrender groveling at the feet of another. Okay? It's more surrendering to the truth of who you are. In the old paradigm, we would teach that the parts of ourselves that were not whole, that didn't know they were whole, were sinful, or we needed to get rid of them, or we needed to beat them out of people. And sometimes you sort of do with the psychopathic personality, but not with you. With you, we need to love this part and recognize that unconditional love is not weak. It rides with your innate wisdom and insight and your empowerment. They three are together, and let's make all flows strong, equal. And I think you'll feel better if you practice that every day. I think we've done that before, right, Sylvia? Where you use if you just imagine three parts of yourself equal, the unconditional love, the insight, and the wisdom.
The flame.
You can use the flame, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start balancing that way, you're getting your body and your system to start revealing itself to you that way.
Uh-huh.
And it will all the parts that naturally disempower will transmute, because some parts of your history you gave up your empowerment for love.
Oh, yes.
So you want to love all those parts that did that. And make that bridge, you know. You're going to come across that fence, that side of the fence that still sort of believes that to get love, I must be disempowered. So if everybody will just put their hand on their heart and love that part that thinks that to be loved or to love, those are disempowering. And that's a revelation to some parts of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
How's your heart feel? Make sure to love all the parts that resist that thought. You know, one of the reasons that I know you're deeply into this is that you have a little bit of confusion. And that's completely normal when you're making that transition. How are you feeling now?
Oh, my heart feels very open.
Open?
Open, yes.
Beautiful.
Large.
All right, so good. It is large. It's the whole world. So let's go ahead and balance that. Just keep balancing it, which you're doing a good job of. And you can ask yourself every day, ask, you know, like before you go to bed, teach me to know my own strength.
Teach me my own strength.
To know your own strength. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have so many patterns of giving up the strength for love. So this is a way to acknowledge that strength is also love. Okay? Thank you so much, Sylvia.
Thank you.
All right. So everyone, I feel this was like a really amazing call. And I really appreciate those of you who have been on the call today and those of you listening in the future. And so let's just go ahead and take another deep breath, and we're just going to clear out any remaining debris and then bring in all the dolphin energy again and bring in the bliss and balance out the three energies of empowerment, knowledge, and unconditional love. Here we go. I'm hearing in the next few weeks, grounding is going to be important. Remember to ground in the new earth energy, in that consciousness. And you're beautiful, and I want everybody to look in the mirror this week and say, I am beautiful, and I am strong, and I love you. Thank you all very much. Have an amazing weekend. Aloha.
Thank you so much.
Hi, everyone. We're all iterative now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Aloha. Bye-bye.